There was a silence, and then Mameha sighed. I'm very poor with numbers, Mrs. Nitta, but if I understand correctly, you'd like me to take on a task you think may be impossible for fees that are less than usual. Plenty of promising young girls in Gion would make fine younger sisters to me at no risk whatever. I'm afraid I must decline your proposal.
You're quite right, said Mother. 30% is a bit low. I'll offer you double instead if you succeed.
But nothing if I fail.
Please don't think of it as nothing. A portion of Chio's fees would have gone to you all along. It's simply that the Okia would be unable to pay you the additional amount you would be owed.
I felt certain Mameha was going to say no. Instead, she said, I'd like to find out first how substantial Chio's debt really is.
I'll fetch the account books for you, Mother told her.
I heard nothing more of their conversation, for at this point Auntie ran out of patience for my eavesdropping and sent me out of the Okia with a list of errands. All that afternoon, I felt as agitated as a pile of rocks in an earthquake, because of course I had no idea how things would turn out. If Mother and Mameha couldn't come to an agreement, I would remain a maid all my life, just as surely as a turtle remains a turtle. When I returned to the Okia, Pumpkin was kneeling on the walkway near the courtyard, making terrible twanging noises with her shamisen. She looked very pleased when she caught sight of me and called me over.
Find some excuse to go into Mother's room, she said. She's been in there all afternoon with her abacus. I'm sure she'll say something to you. Then you have to run back down here and tell me.
I thought this was a fine idea. One of my errands had been to buy some cream for the cook's scabies, but the pharmacy had been out of it, so I decided to go upstairs and apologize to Mother for having come back to the Okia without it. She wouldn't care, of course. Probably she didn't even know I'd been sent to fetch it, but at least it would get me into her room. As it turned out, Mother was listening to a comedy show on the radio. Normally, if I disturbed her at a time like this, she would wave me in and go right on listening to the radio, looking over her account books and puffing at her pipe. But today, to my surprise, she turned off the radio and slapped the account book shut the moment she saw me. I bowed to her and went to kneel at the table.
While Mameha was here, she said, I noticed you in the formal entrance hall polishing the floor. Were you trying to overhear our conversation?
No, ma'am. There was a scratch on the floorboards. Pumpkin and I were doing what we could to buff it out.